You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Ag Progress Days. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In August, we gathered stories about farm life at Ag Progress Days outside of State College. Today, Winnabelle Deppin interviews her husband, Marion, about his experiences as a farm boy during the Great Depression and about his lifelong involvement with Ag Progress Days.
What do you recall about being a farm boy 75 years ago?
Well, 75 years ago would have been about 1937, and that was the midst of the Depression, which affected everybody. And one thing is so memorable about those years, and that is the seasons. Just thinking ahead what had to be done, it really was a schedule that nature dictated. That is just so much different from life today. Now, we lived on a rented farm, and a landlord got one half of the oats, one half of the corn, one half of the wheat. Really, it was the Depression, and things were bad. But, life was good. That's the way life was. You didn't have any greater expectations. We didn't have utilities. The energy on the farm was two mules, Harry and Cap. We always looked forward to hunting season and trapping season where I could earn some money. Across the neighborhood, I trapped skunks, possums, and muskrats. And there was a great business that time for furs. But really, here's how we really survived economically in the Depression. We had maybe 8 or 9 cows on the farm, milked them by hand, and sold the milk to Miller Brothers Dairy, but we also sold raw milk to people in Millersburg who were relatives or friends of the family, and we got 6 cents a quart for that. And my dad would tell people, hey, look, if anybody asks you, you're buying pet milk. And we never had any regulatory problems.
Well, since you've told me that much about the farm, let's go on to Ag Progress Days.
Well, I did bring along today. You people on radio can't see it, but here's a white tropical hat. You know what you see the explorers wear in the tropics? And this is from the 1951 Grassland Field Days held at Sardone Farms up in Luzerne County. Most records will show that this was the kickoff for what is now Ag Progress Days today, and this is the time that grassland farming was coming into vogue, so we had the Grassland Field Days. And why did I have this white hat? I had it, because that was the emblem of the staff. Now, I was about a 23-year-old assistant county agricultural agent with about zilch experience. So I got the great responsibility of being on the parking committee to park cars, just like the students and other people out here are directing us in this morning. I thought, well, I'm going to wear that to Ag Progress Days here in 2013.
Marion Deppin and his wife, Winnabelle. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/radio. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.